We'll now proceed with an introduction by the board executive analyst, Mr. Hinkle.
In June of 2019, the board voted to assume original licensing jurisdiction over applications of Nordic Aqua Farms Inc. for a combined site location of development law and Natural Resources Protection Act permit, an air emission license, and a combined clean pollutant discharge elimination system permit and waste discharge license for a proposed recirculating aquaculture system for Atlantic salmon production in Belfast, Northport. The board held a hearing on the applications and on November 19, 2020, approved the applications with conditions. Subsequently, Jeffrey Mabee and Judith Grace, the Maine Lobstering Union, and David Black, Wayne Canning, friends of the Harriet L. Hartley Conservation Area and Upstream Watch, appealed the Nordic permits to Superior Court. The Superior Court upheld the board's decisions, and parties appealed that decision to the Maine Supreme Judicial Court, sitting as the law court. On May 10, 2023, the law court remanded the case back to the Maine Superior Court with instructions that it remand the matter to the board so that the board may determine the impact, if any, of Mabee versus Nordic Aqua Farms Inc. on the Nordic permits. That is the quiet title decision that is often referred to in the materials as Mabee 1. On May 15, 2023, the Superior Court issued its order on remand consistent with the law court's order of remand. This board proceeding is in response to the court's remand orders. The board, through Presiding Officer DeShane, outlined the process and the scope of the board proceedings in letters dated July 26th, August 16th, and September 12th, 2023. In those letters, the presiding officer informed participants that, given the robust administrative record already developed with respect to the Nordic permits and the narrow scope of review directed by the remand orders, no additional evidence would be solicited or allowed in this remand proceeding. The presiding officer notified the participants that, as allowed under Chapter 3, Section 20C, the board would take official notice of the following: the law court and the Superior Court remand orders, the law court opinion in Mabee 1, the commissioner's suspension order dated June 21st, 2023, and the September 7th, 2023 Bureau of Parks and Lands rescission of its final findings and decision dated September 4, 2020, as well as its prior final findings and decision dated September 11, 2019, to issue to Nordic submerged lands lease numbers 2141L49 and submerged lands dredging lease number 0522DL. All parties to the law court appeal and other interveners from the underlying board licensing proceeding were allowed to brief the limited question on remand. Briefs were not to include attachments or appendices and were not to reference any new evidence. The presiding officer told the parties that briefs that did not comply with these filing requirements may be rejected. Written briefs were submitted by Jeffrey Mabee and Judith Grace, probably referred to them as Mabee Grace, friends of the Harriet L. Hartley Conservation Area, they will probably refer to as friends, the Maine Lobstering Union, David Black and Wayne Canning, Upstream Watch, Northport Village Corporation, and Nordic Aqua Farms. Three briefs contained references to evidence that is outside the record. These were the briefs filed by the Maine Lobstering Union, Wayne Canning and David Black, Mabee Grace and Friends, and Upstream Watch. Consistent with the presiding officer's prior instructions, those portions of the three briefs that referenced non-record materials were stricken and were redacted from the briefs included in the board packet. Parties who briefed the issue may make oral argument to the board today. Those who did not file briefs will not be permitted to make such oral argument. Oral argument is limited to 20 minutes for each person and must rely on the admitted portions of the written brief. Board clerk Ruthann Burke will assist in keeping time and will alert the board and participants when that 20-minute time allotment has expired. The order of presentations will, following this introduction, will be an oral argument by Ms. Tucker on behalf of her clients, Mabee Grace, friends, and the Maine Lobstering Union, and Mr. Black and Mr. Canning. Oral argument by Mr. Perkins, Mr. Silk, or Mr. Losley on behalf of Upstream Watch. Oral argument by Mr. Lannan on behalf of the Port Village Corporation. Then oral argument by Ms. Tarangio or Mr. Kalin on behalf of Nordic Aqua Farms. And then that will be followed by a department staff presentation of the proposed board order that was included in the board packet. The board and counsel to the board may ask questions of any person offering oral argument and of staff serving the board in this matter. The board has several options available to it. It may vote to adopt the proposed board order as presented, adopt the proposed board order with minor changes if those changes could be accomplished today during this meeting, vote to direct staff to come back to the board with a proposed board order that is significantly different than the one that has been presented today, or to vote to reopen the record for additional written evidence to be submitted, or to schedule a public hearing of a request for a briefing. So unless there are questions for me, I'll turn it back to the presiding officer.
No questions from the board? Thank you. I would like to address one filing that came in late yesterday afternoon. Typically, when we have had filings, we have responded in writing to the various parties, but this one came in so late, there was no such reaction on our part. The filing by Ms. Tucker on behalf of Maybe Grace and other clients yesterday afternoon is not accepted into the record, as it violates the procedural ruling that no reply briefs or further filings may be made after the briefs were filed. This was the 10th filing subsequent to the briefs. And number two, any objections to the procedure or to the staff briefing were to be made during oral argument today. So if you wish to lodge objections, it may be done during your oral argument. And that 20-minute period begins with Ms. Tucker on behalf of her clients.